Zach Summit from Prescott and a couple of his friends went backpacking in the Grand Canyon in early April. Overall, they had a pleasant time. But Summit isn't likely to forget his one early morning surprise.
And actually, when I went out in the morning at Granite Rapids to dig my hole and do my business, I picked a great spot, and, you know, lo and behold, a couple inches down, there was some toilet paper. So I had to move on. So that's what you get for going for a toilet with a view.
Summit's experience might be more common than you'd expect. Nearly 40,000 people visit the backcountry in a year's time. The more remote camping areas lack composting toilets that are available in the higher use areas. And many of those remote areas are less than ideal places to properly dispose of waste. Vanya Pipanyevich is an outdoor recreation planner at Grand Canyon. She likes to joke that she's been involved in the issue for so long, she has a degree in it.
In my widely varied checkered career past, my greatest achievement may be earning a Master of Fecal Arts as a result of my nearly a decade of maintaining backcountry toilets at Grand Canyon.
Pipanyevich says there are several ways to tackle the waste problem in the backcountry. The park could build more toilets, or backpackers could bag their waste and pack it out. Hiker Zach Summit likes the first option.
Well, as a backpacker, the idea of adding 10 pounds of fecal matter to my backpack and walking out with it in 70-degree heat really would affect my experience. And so, I think that maybe more composting toilets down in the backcountry would be a really excellent solution, and composting toilets maybe even at rest stations as opposed to just at campsites.
But Pipanyevich said adding infrastructure like toilets can really affect the backcountry's wilderness quality. And then there's the question of how to get rid of all the waste. Even composting toilets have to be emptied from time to time. The Park Service has to pay people to transport it on the river, hike it out, or fly it out on helicopters. And if climbing out of the Grand Canyon with a 10-pound bag of your own waste sounds distasteful, imagine being the Grand Canyon staffer charged with emptying the backcountry toilets. At the ever-popular Indian Gardens campsite, Pipanyevich once emptied 22,000 pounds of human waste.
You get your mules together and ride down the trail. It's a 2-3 hour ride, and then you get on your Tyvek suit and booties and a mask and goggles and big rubber gloves and open up the bottom of the toilet and get a shovel and start digging out the waste. And there's a lot of handling involved, and it's very intimate.
The park expects to come out with a draft of the backcountry management plan early next year. Then members of the public will get ample chance to comment. Meanwhile, Pipanyevich hopes that Grand Canyon's backcountry users will begin to think of what they're willing to do to preserve their wilderness experience. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ann Menard.